This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ten minutes after the hour here, transferring your thoughts from the bad to the good. This is the DJV program. I want you to know that we have among us three famous women, three famous broadcasters, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner, who are all going to get the award, the Gracie Award. It's 2 weeks from tonight, right? Isn't it? Yeah, 2 weeks from tonight.
Yes, that's right. Coming up. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it's 2 weeks away.
Beverly Wilshire Hotel, and you'll be happy. You'll recognize Jennifer because she's blonde. You'll recognize Victoria because she has black hair. You may not recognize Jay because she has red hair today, maybe brown hair
You've
tomorrow.
You've got like Charlie's Angels. Like
I was trying the same thing. You're collecting all of us. Right. Yeah. One of each.
Doug's going to show up in his tux and have us all on his arm walking around, so it'll be a good time.
There you go. Good time will be had by now. That's it. Oh, thank you, Jennifer.
It's going to be really fun because we'll all be in the same room, finally.
We're going to have a dinner the night before. My son and his wife, I thought, were going to try to find a way. They can't leave Jasper by himself. But he's always in interesting conversations, but he'll be with us on Tuesday night as well. So that's that story. Protests going on in Washington, support for various judges. This is part of the ancillary conversation regarding Roe v. Wade, is it not? How many judge positions are open at the moment? Anybody know?
No. How many judge positions, like in the country or where?
Well, I mean, when it comes down to the judges, I suppose maybe the White House wants the Supreme Court judges to be supported one way or another. I'm not supporting the way this is happening or the timing for it. I don't know about any of the other. I do know about the other issues, but I'm offended and annoyed to the nth degree that this is part of the public discussion at the moment. And maybe this is on purpose to distract us from other things. Not sure.
Well, I mean, you have to remember that this isn't just like something out of thin air. These are cases that have worked their way, and some of them make their way to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, but they don't have to take them up. They can take them up when they want to.
They don't always have to, but they also, if there are a number of cases that are coming from the states at the same time, they're almost more compelled to do it. So
I don't buy that for a second. They can do it.
I mean, I know a lot of people think that they have like more power, I think, to pick and choose. A lot of times it's dictated by the caseload and what's coming through. So
I think that's an excuse, Jennifer, in all respects.
You may think that.
I think that the Supreme Court justices can set their own calendar. They can decide when they want to bring things up. There are a lot of things that have been stalled in the hopper there for years that they haven't
taken. Well, a lot of the stuff that they don't take up, for instance, I would have loved them to take up the election fraud. I think there was a huge amount of election fraud committed in 2020. They chose not to pick that up because of the merits of the cases from the under courts. So
there was no evidence. That's why.
There is a lot more evidence.
Well,
it's been tossed out of every state.
But
as far as the courts go, that's the thing. And so as stuff made its way to the Supreme Court, they didn't think that there were merits from the lower courts, and they kept with the lower court's decision. The Supreme Court's job is to either say, yes, the undercourts got it right, or no, they did not. So I know it feels unfortunate. I would probably agree with you that the timing is, you know, everybody's just, when is the right time, right? I mean, this is such an emotionally charged issue. There is no real right time to have this debate. It's going to divide people. It's going to make people angry no matter what happens on both sides of the issue.
Other distractions now, I think. Anyway, that's my view. It's the conversation goes on and on and on, and there are a lot of essential issues in states that are being decided or coming up to protect or not, depending on the point of view of the people running the state.
I think there are 13 states that have it codified already, and I think that some other states are moving towards that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, gas prices. The situation got better for a while. That is, they were going down. Now they're going up in like 10 cents a day. It's up to the, it was down to less than $4 here a couple of weeks ago. It's now $4.35, $4.39 in California. It must be, I haven't talked to the kids about the price, but it's got to be $6.50. What's it, what'd you pay for it?
$6.29 in my neighborhood when I drove home last night.
Yeah. Okay. Can't, the country cannot absorb all of this. They can't.
Did you see the story that, and related to the price of gas, and that Teslas are now, their dealerships are running out of inventory of Teslas because people are making the jump. They're using this as the excuse now. They're just
foolish.
Making the jump to electric cars.
Yeah,
they're everywhere. When we were out in Vegas, we went to visit a friend of ours who lives in an apartment complex about, I don't know, 30 minutes outside of the strip, and his apartment complex had a whole bunch of chargers lined up, and people park their Teslas, and it's like a part of the apartment complex. It's just, I guess, it's sort of worked into their rent now.
You'll be sorry buying all those cars now and not having a place to plug them in. You get to take a long trip. You'll be sorry.
Well,
I just think that it's way
that it's,
premature.
Well, one of the stories that I read is that, you know, the average, I guess the average for gas this week is $4.20. I know, like Jen said, in California, it's a lot more than that. But so if you spend $62 on charging per month, that's the same as about 15 gallons of gas. Mm-hmm. And you're getting more out of it. So, I mean, for right
now,
it makes
sense. Don't kid yourself that you're saving the environment, though.
Well, I don't think that's what people are doing.
Yes, that's not what they're doing now. You're right about that.
No, they're just saving on gas money. This is not about, like, you know, oh, it's so great for the environment.
All right, so the Russians can't make any more tanks. Do you know why they can't make any more tanks? Anybody want to take a guess as to why the Russians, most of their tanks have been destroyed by the Ukrainians. They had hundreds of them. They've been blown up, destroyed, and they can't make new ones. Do you know why? Anybody want to take a guess?
Shortage.
Nope. Try it again. But
some shortage of something.
Yes,
right.
You're right, Jennifer. So
metal.
What?
Well, like what else
steel.
Goes into a tank?
Yeah, who just said
Ukrainian
metal?
Steel.
Yeah, yep, that's it. Most of, if not all, the Russian tanks are made with Ukrainian steel. And as it happens, there's a problem. They can't get it. So they can't make more tanks. So that's one thing that's off the steel that's used to make the nozzle of the guns. You know, it's so hot, it has to be a special, any tank, the American tanks, the Russian tanks, whoever's got tanks, the steel for making the barrel of the gun is from Ukrainian steel, because that's the hardest on the planet. And, hello, you think the Ukrainians are going to sell that steel to the Russians? I don't think so. So that's putting them at a more, you know, it's a, all these things are disadvantages, as it turns out. Congress has been urged to ease immigration for those who are coming into our country who are scientists. I thought this is pretty interesting. Different national security leaders calling on Congress to exempt international advanced technical degree holders from green cards, or having to have a certain number of green cards in a category because
well, there's a
we
cap
are lacking.
Coming from certain countries like India and China.
Right.
So they want to remove that cap because we need these skilled workers.
Why aren't we developing them here? Why aren't Americans?
Because guess what happens?
Well, I mean,
with
that's
Chinese.
There are a lot of kids who are young kids now.
I'm not
you know,
saying
my friend's kids who are like 6 and 7, they all know how to code, but they're a long way off from being in the workforce. That's
I get
the
that.
Problem.
But the situation here is, it would seem to me, if we're educating our youngsters, we've all talked about immigration and how to make it positive, and if you have the skill, then you should be let in. But why the shortage here is the question. Jennifer?
The Chinese, I don't know why the shortage here. I mean, we've been teaching STEM classes now for a whole generation of kids that are coming up at least 10 or 15 years. So I don't know why the shortage here, but I can sure tell you getting them from China. China uses exchange programs. They use students to come in and spy. It's their top importer of spies into this country.
Yep.
It's been revealed time and time again. And is this the best way to bring people in? And I don't know. I don't know why we don't have the capabilities ourselves, and maybe from other countries outside of China. But it makes me very nervous when we start talking about lifting more limits on.
I think we have to be much more direct, even though it sounds prejudicial, and people say, "Oh, that's like going back to the Japanese internment camps." You can't trust the Chinese government, and therefore, do we follow? I guess that's the question. With the assumption you can't trust people who come here from China. I don't know how you figure out whether they're trustworthy or they aren't. So do you just say no? What do you do under the circumstances?
Then we're behind and we can't compete with the rest of the world.
Why, though? Look at all the people coming along. We're spending a lot of money in education. Why aren't we?
Doug, you constantly are complaining about the state of education in this country.
Yes.
I mean, we just talked today in the tech report that, you know, there's now the new program that's going to get 48 million households to get them reliable internet service. When you have 48 million households that don't even have the internet, how are kids learning how to code? They're not learning anything in STEM. I mean, that's we've had systemic infrastructure major issues in this country.
Why are we that self-defeating that we are not, are we dumb enough to let this sort of problem continue to be?
Well, look, let's be honest. When you look at other
our own people,
but when
this?
You look at other countries, right? Other countries who crank out kids, students who perform at incredibly high levels. The government is very involved in the education system. We don't want that here in America, right? So you have major structural differences in how India and China and Iran and all these places that churn out these highly skilled students. We just don't do that.
Because look at the government runs all of the education in this country. The government is too involved. It's the push towards equity. I mean, look at the story out of, I think it was Pennsylvania this week. They're cutting out honors classes because they don't want to make people who aren't in them feel bad. So if we want to talk about why we're making a group of stupid kids, it's because nobody can be celebrated for being good at something anymore.
That's
going to make somebody feel bad.
Though, Jen. I get that, but that's not the systemic problem. That's not what's causing it.
I think it's dumbing people down and bringing them all to the middle.
We have a problem. Houston, we have a problem. We're not developing.
COVID exposed a whole lot of those problems. Look at how kids were learning from home. Kids who were wealthy, who had reliable internet, they did a hell of a lot better, especially kids in private school. Public school kids fell so far behind.
We're paying for public schools.
Disaster.
Well, then why are we paying billions of dollars, tens of billions of dollars every year for a public education system that obviously is not serving the needs of the people who are paying for it? That's a lot more important than some of the other things that we're discussing that we're getting all worked up about that have nothing but political roots. There is a real important question for the future of our country. 18 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your
life with DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
What is different in the causes of death 120 years ago compared to today? You know what the major cause of death for men aged 18 to 45 was in 1900? Accidental death. And people will say, well, we just didn't live that long back then. That's an absolute lie. We lived longer back then than we do today.
All DJV Health podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Twenty-three at the hour now here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner right now. Victoria will have her 2 cents, maybe 3 cents worth of conversation about the things that are trending, because there are a lot of things that really... I get frustrated every day because there are always about twice as many things that I want to talk about that I never get to. And so this in terms of how we handle the trending items that are coming from social media... Jay is the person that's culling all of the information, and then I look and I say, okay, well, I'm glad we're talking about that because I wanted to talk about it later. And one of those things is Dolly Parton's latest performance. We'll get to that after this.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
All right, so let's get to the bottom of Dolly Parton's next performance. This looks like it could be kind of fun, if not even silly. What do you think?
Yeah, this is going to be amazing. Mexican Pizza, the musical.
will premiere on TikTok May 26th, just a few days after Taco Bell brings back the Mexican pizza. Them saying, like, hey, goodbye to the Mexican pizza was either the dumbest thing or the most brilliant thing, because here we are talking about it. They're bringing it back permanently, and Dolly Parton has been tapped to be in Mexican Pizza, the musical.
What are the ingredients of a Mexican pizza? How are they different? Is it hotter? What's in a Mexican pizza that's not in a Greek
pizza?
Yeah,
is it just
Italian
like taco
pizza?
On a pizza? Like, what is
okay,
it?
Okay, so it's two crispy tortillas with ground beef, refried beans inside, topped with tomatoes, melted cheese, and it's everything at Taco Bell is really easily customizable. So you can sub out the ground beef for Taco Bell has these potato things that are delicious. That's what I do a lot. Or you can sub it out for rice. Either which way, the Mexican pizza is hands down the best thing that has ever been on the Taco Bell menu, and it is very thrilling
sounds
that
like
it is coming back.
A lady of experience here.
I feel like I don't want Mexicans and Italians mixing on a pizza for me.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like when it comes to my food, segregation's okay.
I'm
like,
thinking that anything you buy for 99 cents isn't going to have much in it that's going to be good for you.
Oh, no. Every time I would go to Taco Bell and place an order, or I'd have my husband go, even though I knew the Mexican pizza wasn't there anymore, I would order it, or I would make him order it just to kind of like, no, people want this. We still want this, and we will order it every single time, and you have to tell us, no, we don't have that anymore. But guess what? One day, we're going to have it again.
Pizza. And then, where is this Mexican pizza the music are going to play?
On TikTok.
Oh, okay. Lovely. Dolly Parton, Mexican pizza. Somehow
you're excited, Doug. I can tell.
Yeah. 28 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT Silicone Wiper Blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT Silicone Wiper Blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is set to deliver remarks on inflation later today. The president is expected to hammer Republicans for not having a plan to fight high gas prices and higher prices at the grocery store. This, as all the things his administration has done to help keep gas prices low, have not worked. AAA reporting the national average for a gallon of gas is setting a new record at $4.37 a gallon. This woman saying what many of us think when we're looking to fill up.
I don't even look at how many gallons anymore or what their dollar amount is anymore because it's expensive everywhere.
America's small business owners don't expect the next 6 months to inspire confidence. The Small Business Optimism Index for April is unchanged, marking 4 months in a row below the measure's 48-year average. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
After downplaying the threats of pro-abortion groups, the White House on Monday condemned violence and law-breaking. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki putting out a tweet saying President Biden strongly believes in the constitutional right to protest, but that should never include violence, threats, or vandalism. This as Chris Scalia, son to late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, reminds everyone.
Justices try to intervene and settle cultural and social debates that are really outside of their jurisdiction. They fail. And that obviously was the case with Roe. Overturning Roe does not mean banning abortion across America, as many people seem to believe. It means that people actually get to vote on the issue, which is how it should be.
President Biden is trying to close the digital divide.
How many times have you seen a mom or dad drive up to a parking lot outside of McDonald's and just so they could get connected to the Internet so their kid could do their homework during the pandemic?
During an event in the Rose Garden, President Biden unveiled plans to broaden discounted high-speed internet service to low-income Americans. The president saying the top 20 internet providers have agreed to either cut prices or increase speeds to qualified households. The Boston Celtics and Golden State Warriors were winners in the NBA playoffs on Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
You should feel okay when your customers come and find that an ear of corn costs 10 cents more than it did last year. That's because it's going to cost you a lot more. A fertilizer, if you're using conventional fertilizers, look at the prices, up like 200%. We're all going to have to charge more, whether it's fruits, vegetables, dairy. Make sure you get a fair price for what it is that you are growing and selling, because otherwise you will not be successful.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour on the Tuesday, May 10th edition of the DJV program. Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner on National Small Business Day, celebrating small businesses, honoring small business owners. I belong to the National Small Business Association because I am a small businessman. I don't know. That doesn't sound right, does it? I am a small businessman,
meaning you are very short.
A small business, right? Well, I think that's how you could misplace, with a misplaced modifier, you could, yeah, this guy's kind of short. Yep, okay. Yeah, no, National Small Business Day, actually 99% of most of the businesses in this country are small businesses. half of the small businesses are home-based. I fit, check that box, check that box, check that box. And one out of every five small businesses family-owned. Check that box. Family farmers fit into that more than any other category, interestingly enough. 6.5 million new businesses are started in the U.S. every year. About 3/5 of the new jobs in the country come from these small businesses. So I go back to the conversation we were having in the last half hour about where we're getting people, the skilled people, to run our businesses. This is a very serious problem, maybe more serious than anything else that we can confront. I don't want to, you know, there's a gradient level of impact or import you put to things, and we have the news media that's happy to stir us into a frenzy. I saw a very compelling piece on WGN, the National Television Now network that's doing news, and the focus of them and their audience's delight is about the news, that they actually cover the news, not stirring people up. And they made a point about that, talking about what happens on Fox and MSNBC. I think it was great, for the first time that I've ever seen anyway, on a national television news program. You hear it mentioned all the time, like here on this program and elsewhere, where, you know, people are becoming aware, I don't know why it's taken them so long, that we are not getting the fair tribute. You're getting what sells, but you're not getting what's real. That's the difference. And so with the WGN pointing out that the people who love these networks, these shows, that's fine, you know, but you're not getting the story about what's really going on. And I think in terms of small businesses, I mean, I've seen in the radio world, there's smaller businesses, smaller companies, smaller radio groups are getting eaten up by the bigger companies or influence. The control over advertising and stuff is in the hands of a few. So you see it. So the point here is to celebrate small businesses. When you go, like I don't go to Home Depot. I go to the local hardware store and I go to the local restaurant, a pizza joint. I don't go to the national places, and that's just me. But if you don't want to see, you know, the small businesses are great starting them, but to keep them going, you know, well, the stats here don't suggest to you out of the 6.5 new businesses that are started every year in our country, how many of them succeed? That's the more important question. And I don't have the answer to that, frankly. But as Victoria's pointing out in the last half hour, the smaller restaurants that are going out of business or have gone out in terms of the pandemic and the toll it's taken, probably more in the restaurant business than any other single classification of business, especially small businesses.
Yeah. For my podcast, a couple months ago, we interviewed Jennifer Aniston's hairstylist who does her color, and he said 40% of all the salons in all of Los Angeles are closed and will never reopen. So salon, like that business, any type of, you know, in-person nail salon, hair salon, all the beauty stuff, a lot of them really, really struggled, and so many had to close. And just, you know, and that's all kind of considered, I would put that in, I mean, at least in my mind, I kind of put that in the hospitality, you know, realm.
Yeah.
So like hotels and restaurants and services, things like that has been hit really, really bad.
Sound like you were starting to say something, Jay.
Oh, yeah, no, I was just saying, of course, with hair salons being in the hospitality business, but a lot of them were able, not everybody, but a lot of them were able to kind of reroute what they were doing. My hair salon, I never took advantage of this, but when they had to close or have less clients in the building at the same time, they started doing making house calls. Of course, they charged more for it, but they would, had not all of their stylists, but they had a select group of stylists that would actually come to your home, whether they were bringing you the products you needed. A lot of them, when the salons were closed to service, you could still buy their products, so you had somebody in-house, and you would just do curbside. A lot of businesses started doing curbside, and while some of them, once they opened, ended it, a lot of them just made that part of their continued business model.
A lot Another of thing, in New York, that was illegal to do that, and a lot of stylists literally risked their own licenses by going to people's homes and doing.
And why was it illegal? What possible
well, under
excuse
COVID,
did they get?
Well, because under COVID restrictions, you weren't allowed. There was a whole thing for a while that you weren't allowed to do. There were certain things in person you weren't allowed to do. It was a whole mess. But my point, though, is that people still tried to figure it out, and they illegally went and did people's hair because. You know, like the joke was, wealthy women in New York City are not going to have bad hair. So they just paid
cash for
all the services.
Well, and also that's a business that if you don't work, you don't get paid.
Exactly.
Especially stylists, mm-hmm. they only make money when they are working. There's no paid mm-hmm. vacation time off. A lot of times they have to rent their booth
right.
or wherever it is that they're working with the
rent
salon.
The chair.
They're not
rent
actually
the chair.
A hired employee. Yeah. Rent the chair. Again, that's what it is.
In barbershops, same thing happens. You rent your chair. Today is the birthday of Paul David Hewson. Comes from New Jersey. You know who this person is? You probably do, Victoria, right?
I know Paul David Hewson, but he's not from New Jersey.
Oh, isn't he? I thought he was from New Jersey. You sure?
Bono is from Ireland.
Oh.
Bono.
Oh, you know who I'm thinking of? I'm thinking of
right? Phil's like going to fall over right now because you think Bono is from New Jersey.
No,
I would love to claim Bono from New Jersey.
Yeah. Who's the... who am I thinking of, Phil? The guy, he's an
Phil,
actor,
you
he's
get
a
this
singer.
One.
Yeah, who am I thinking of that's the...
Fred Astaire?
Like, no, Fred Astaire.
I don't know, but today is Bono Day. It's also Jay Day, because Jay and Bono both share the same birthday. So happy birthday to Bono and Jay.
Thank
today
you,
is your
Fred
birthday?
Astaire. Fred Astaire's birthday is today, too, so I wasn't crazy off.
Okay.
No. That wasn't thinking about birthdays. I'm thinking about... He's been an actor. He's been,
Well, it's not Bono.
I can see him, but, okay. Anyway, happy birthday, Jay. I didn't know today was your birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Celebrating it with your folks. You're in Cleveland with Mac. Everybody's there having a big old time. Yeah, that's good. Have a big birthday party. I think they love having you there. That's what most, I think, grandparents do. My children are both bringing their children out for summertime on the farm, and I just find that to be about as motivating a factor. Some people have chosen, and Victoria, you'll go through life experiencing great things, but you will not experience the feeling of sharing your time, your talent, whatever, with a little being, and they become big beings.
Well, that's my choice, so...
Yeah, it is. No, I'm saying it's...
I'm happy for people who enjoy that. That's just not for me. You know?
Not for you. Here's something that will be for you. I got two things here. People, as they listen to this program, they think, okay, is this guy schizophrenic? Where are we going from one? The same thing. I
feel like the wheels are
now.
Kind of falling off the bus here.
I know. Hold on a second. Phil, make it do a couple
Bono's of Bono's not from New Jersey, and somehow we got into grandchildren. I'm not sure
where
we are.
But back on May 10th birthdays, do you know who else was born today other than Fred Astaire and Bono?
And you?
Kenan Thompson. Yeah.
And
Kenan Thompson and me. Sid Vicious, John Wilkes Booth. So those aren't exactly ones that... I'm proud to share birthdays with.
Right, but what's going on with you? No, today's Taurus, right? You guys are all Taurus?
It's a Taurus, yes.
Yeah, so what's going on with that today's birthday that's very...
I don't know, but isn't there something in horoscopes that there is a sun sign that is most likely to be serial killers? Is it Sagittarius? I can't remember what it was.
I don't know,
I feel like I did read this. Yeah, I feel like I did read that once upon a time, and I was just so thankful it wasn't Taurus.
I'm playing a commercial now, right?
No, we're on the air.
Oh, why aren't you glad? I said, why don't
you
go to
the commercial? How was your phone call?
Now? Yeah, how was your phone call?
Very, very rewarding. Wanted to know how my eyes were.
To answer your question, Jay, it looks like the zodiac signs that are most likely to be serial killers, there's a top six. Number six is Capricorn. Number five is Cancer. Four is Gemini. Three is Scorpio. Two is Sagittarius. And one is Pisces.
I
know some Pisces who are definitely psycho.
Yikes.
So
I'm married to
Pisces. So what does that say about me? I have Scorpio is my birth sign, Pisces is my moon, and Aquarius is my rising. So I have two of those. I could be a murderer.
So on the surface, you care
about
people.
Yeah.
As an Aquarius.
You'll be alone with dogs.
I got a few people that I would like to roll over. I just bought on the farm. I have this old steamroller to fix the driveway and stuff. And I can think of a couple of people I wouldn't mind running over with it. Does that sound harsh? Maybe a little harsh, but, you know. It's
just it sounds about right.
Okay, so I was about to do two things that were schizophrenic, and Victoria was happy to point out that everything was coming off the rails. Not necessarily. I want to pay tribute to Patron, the bomb-sniffing dog, who received the Presidential Medal for being the best in his class. So, Jay, you've been following. This is a big thing on social media.
Yes, Patron. He is adorable. He's a little Jack Russell Terrier, looks like a puppy, and he has helped find and neutralize hundreds of Russian explosives in Ukraine.
Yeah.
It is this little guy is a true hero.
Ukrainian dog sniffs it out. So here's another one. We were talking about you can't make any more tanks because they can't get the Russians can't get the steel from Ukraine to make their tanks. Also, what I thought was very cool, Victoria, did you see all the hacks that have Russian television was hacked by some Ukrainians and loaded up with anti-war messages?
That's been going on. Yeah, they did that a while ago. I don't know if they've done it again, but
yeah, they just did it yesterday.
Yeah, I love it. Those are some good hackers.
Putin says the television is lying. I thought that was priceless. This is his television station, and it was hacked by Ukrainians. It probably had a little help from somebody from someplace else, but at any rate, they changed the screen message to tell the truth about the message is TV and the authorities are lying to you about this war.
Yep.
So that's good. Let's hear it for the hackers. 48 after the hour.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Body and skin hair are very different from pubic hair and skin. The Venus for Pubic Hair and Skin collection is designed specifically for women's needs and gives pubic hair and skin the level of care it deserves. The Venus for Pubic Hair and Skin collection includes products to help prep, protect, shave, and maintain hair in the pubic region, whether your hair is there, gone, or growing. The full collection is dermatologist and gynecologist tested. You can buy the Venus for Pubic Hair and Skin collection at all major retailers where you find your favorite Venus products.
5G is here, but the big carriers want you to sign a pricey long-term contract to get access. Well, not anymore, because Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide with deals like our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month and no contract. And get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for $249, all on America's best networks. 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money. Straight Talk Wireless. No contracts, no compromise. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll find what you love and love what you find, especially our totally low prices.
I'm firing up the grill for burgers and want to impress the neighbors.
This Cabernet is sure to take your burgers to the next level.
Nice!
Wow,
and look at that price.
Well done.
I prefer medium rare.
Your neighbors will love it. Find what you love, love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More, with the lowest prices in the DMV. Drink responsibly, B21.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now 53 after the hour, time for us to visit with Chuck Curry, our movie man, Movie Moments on the DJV program. Victoria J and I are here just to listen to Chuck and his charm. So, Chuck, please, why are we listening to Dirty Dancing? Is that what that's from? That's Dirty
Dancing. Yeah, that is. Lionsgate is aggressively moving forward to doing a sequel to the 1987 fan favorite Dirty Dancing. Jennifer Grey, who played the character of Francis Baby Houseman, will return in a major role. It's going to be another coming-of-age movie. They're going to center on a younger actress, but Jennifer Grey will play a major part in this film. They just hired a director named Jonathan Levine, who did a movie called 50-50 with Seth Rogen, and a zombie movie called Warm Bodies to direct. It feels like a cash grab, but I don't think it is. I think this could turn out to be a very, really interesting movie. Dirty Dancing in 87, Doug, was what they called a sleeper hit. Mm-hmm. They released it. People probably didn't expect, the studio probably didn't expect much of it. It wound up becoming a massive hit. Generationally, it's one of the most popular DVD sales of all time over the last 30 years. So there is interest in this franchise.
I'm not supposed to be talking. Should I be talking now? Or?
Yeah, you're allowed to talk.
I mean, do you like that idea? Do you like that idea? Dirty Dancing sequel. You like that idea?
Could care less.
I hate the original.
First of all,
I definitely don't.
Patrick Swayze's not in it. Really? Who's going to care?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Haven't they done like a whole bunch of Dirty Dancing follow-up movies? Right?
They did a TV remake, which wasn't very good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Wow. Okay. Talk about remakes. Top Gun.
Yeah.
The website.
This I'm excited about.
Yeah. There's a that's coming out May 27th. The promotional website for the film was given fans the chance to generate their own call signs, which is kind of.
I did this yesterday. It's really cute.
Did you?
You go onto the website and then it uses your camera and then it puts a Maverick helmet, like an Air Force helmet, on you.
Oh, cool.
And then you answer a few questions and then it'll generate a name for you. It's really cute. It's fun. I think it's a great promotional tool.
It is going to be interesting because this is a big budget movie with an old school movie star, Tom Cruise. It's not a superhero movie. So it's really going to be interesting to see how well.
It's a great action film, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you know how reluctant I am to go to the theater, but this is a movie we're going to see in the theater. This is a movie you cannot see at home.
So here, Doug, this day in movie history, 1996, May 10th, Twister was released. Jean Dubon, who directed Speed, did this tornado movie. I thought it was really good. Became I think it was the second or first biggest hit of 1996. It starred Bill Paxton, Helen Hunt. Originally, they wanted Tom Cruise. He passed. Then they signed Tom Hanks, did table readings with the cast, was ready to film, and then felt he wasn't right for the role, passed, and then recommended Bill Paxton, who did Apollo 13 with him, and he ultimately got the part. I thought Bill Paxton was awesome.
He's great
in the movie.
Yeah, really.
Helen Hunt was in that too, right?
Yes, and I thought the chemistry was. And the special effects, even to this day, hold up really well. They talked about sequel for a long time, and now they're supposedly going to reboot it. But I like that film a lot. That came out in 1996. Mm-hmm. And one other TV news: this day in TV history, 1983, the 178th and last episode of Laverne and Shirley aired on ABC. Really good sitcom.
Really? What made it really good in your estimation?
It was funny. Good cast. Good supporting characters. What was it a spinoff of?
Oh.
Happy Days.
That's right.
Doug checked out. You told him not to pay attention. He checked out.
Yeah. No, I don't want that.
You told me to be quiet. So
I don't want
email.
That. That's no fun. Yeah. We need to bounce off each other.
Oh. But you told me to be quiet. So
yes, it was a spin-off of Happy Days. Two shows I've never seen, but I do know that trivia.
I said I have some really interesting stuff to talk about on air. Let me take the lead. I apologize if I insulted you.
When is there going to be a movie
about... Are we in couples
about...
counseling yet?
When is there going to be a movie about what's going on in Ukraine? That's got to be a movie. It doesn't have to be all of World War II. You know how many war movies there are? There are the movies about World War II. I thought they'd run out of ideas.
Oh, here's a good question. What's your favorite war movie? Tell me. Mine's The Great Escape.
So why did you ask me? All you wanted to do is tell us what yours was.
I'm asking you. Tell me.
No, it's time's up anyway. So,
Tune in next week to our next session of couples counseling.
We'll have a smoothie for everybody. Chuck Curry with Victoria and Jay and Doug at 59 after the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.